So for those that don't know who I am, I'm Donnie Foster. I'm in a lot of pain, but here's the deal. I didn't even take an aspirin tonight. You know why? Because see, this doctor, I can't remember his name too well, but I think it was Hedricks. He was a pain management doctor. Dude, whatever I needed for this back pain or prosthetic hips or bad neck, he would write for me. But see, I'm an addict. And so when it said take 1 to 2 every 4 to 6 hours, I thought it said take 6 to 4 every hour. I was dyslexic. So naturally, before Inspect came around, I was the kind of guy that went to the Kroger's, the Walmart, the Scott's, before Scott's and Kroger's mixed, and the Walgreens and the CVS, and I would go all the way from Grable to the far side of Indianapolis, and I would doctor shop. So I had buku medication. But see, it never, ever did what this dude, the greatest physician I ever know, did for me, and his name is Jesus Christ. Even today, the pain I have in my back, they say I have rheumatoid something, bulging disc, whatever it is. I don't even take an aspirin. But I laid in a bathtub for about an hour on ice. And after my body got numb, I said, this sucks. So I got warm again. But see, I thought about it. And I literally texted my friend Marvin. I said, dude, I ain't going to be able to lead a group tonight. I said, but I'm going to try. And then I started flashing back on you guys. My son, most of you don't know my son, but my son's right there in the green hoodie. His name's Gabriel. Got bit in his manhood by his dog the other day. Literally, that dog bit him in his manhood and took a chunk out of his manhood, and he went to the ER. Now, I thought to myself, holy crap, I'm going to kill this dog, first of all, because I have grandkids now in the house, and this dog is what they call a bully. And if you know what a bully is, it is a pit bull on steroids. Huge, just a massive amount of muscle. So my son's laying in the ER. His wife is in the ER. My granddaughter and my 5-year-old granddaughter and my 8-year-old grandson are in the house. And this dog's in there. I went into the protective mode. I have a lot of friends nowadays, a lot of friends, and one of them happens to be a Fort Wayne police officer, and he's a canine cop. I said, bro, get your flying butt over there to the house and protect my grandkids while I go over there. Because see, it doesn't matter if it's a physical pain or an emotional pain, but I was sober. And I was able to deal with things. By the time I got over to his house, there was 3 units over there and a animal care and control. I walk in the house and my granddaughter, who is 18 years old, down to the 8-year-old and the 5-year-old, is like, Grandpa, don't kill it. I'm like, I'm in beast mode. My son is laying up there with his manhood laid out, and they're about to do things on him that most men don't want done on them. My granddaughter is freaked out, totally white, you know, like, Grandpa, Dad's changed his mind. I said, F your dad, I'm about to kill this dog. But see, I tell you that because of this. Every single person had a different way of they handled their pain. And I heard a lot of the emotional pain as well as the physical pain. But there was one guy that interrupted my pain thought of how to remove the pain that this dog did to my thing, and his name was Jesus Christ. And I said, Lord, how are you going to turn this into a message? And being the gracious Father that we have, he said, we all experience pain in life, whether emotional or physical pain. We're all going to experience it. No pain is alike. We must all walk the journey and the path that God has for our lives. Yet God promises that there is a purpose in all our pain. I didn't understand why my son said, "Dad, don't kill that dog." I'm like, "Dude, we got a five-year-old in this house. I'm killing that dog." And he's in the ER room and he's like, "Dude, give it another shot." I want to say Saturday night, maybe Sunday, one of those nights, the dog bit my 8-year-old in his face. Bit my 8-year-old grandson in his face. Bit him in his face. Yeah, after that happened. Days after that. So he bit that grandchild in his face. Now my son had to go through a whole different emotional pain. The dog is no longer in the house, just so you know. And my grandson has to have plastic surgery, but after 10 days. But see, you're sitting here right now and you're going, "Wow, what does this have to do with recovery?" That boy could have went out and got high.
Yeah.
He could have got drunk. He could have done all sorts of things in his life to mask what he just allowed back in his house, because see, he raised that dog from a pup. What have you raised from a pup? What have you raised in your own life that is causing you hurt and pain? "Oh, it's just this cute little thing. This ain't gonna hurt nothing." But every time it bites you in the face, every time it bites you in that court system, it might not be a dog. It's your own choice. But when are you gonna say enough's enough? When are you gonna say, "I'm done with this kind of pain"? It could be your wife. It could be your husband. It could be your kid. But enough's enough. Amen. Enough's enough. Because see, we can press on each day knowing that our God loves us and wants to use the hurt and pain in this world to bring Him glory. How the heck does an 8-year-old getting bit in the face bring Him glory? Well, here's how. That little 8-year-old said, "I want my grandpa." That 8-year-old said, "Hey, grandpa, come over. Because, see, I'm clean and sober. And I hold that little kid. My back hurts. My mind hurts. But I'm not high. Amen. I've loved on that kid. But, see, I never loved on that kid. I left him for the dope world." Who have you left for the dope world? Who have you left in pain and misery? Significant others? Your own family? Your own mama? Me and my brother went today to pray over a lady that's got cancer. Terminal cancer. Terminal cancer. She's probably 70 pounds soaking wet. And one of her daughter sits in this class or in this group with us. Sits in this group with us. And she said, "Donnie, would you do me the honor of burying my mother?" You know the pain she went through? You know the pain they're going through? You think this is about you. It's not. You got to quit thinking it's about you. It's not. I had people from Ukraine, holy crap, Ukraine, say, "Hey, you're supposed to be at dinner at 4:00 tonight." I was in a bathtub of ice. My wife went. My daughter went. And they're like, "Honey, can you make it?" No, that little crap dog of ours got me hurt, and so I'm hurt. And my wife didn't say, "I know you're not coming because you're high." Wow. They've already left. They were here from 4:00 to 5:30, dudes. Dudettes. My ladies are called dudettes. And believe me, dude, I'm sucking this up like a buttercup. Whew! And in case you don't know, look, I got one of them little girdles on. Shut the heck up. I'll smash you. But the point is, where are we at? Where are you at? Where are you at? We sat in court this morning, dude. Praise God, there's a brother. I think you're one of them, dude. I'm going to point you out. You know why I'm going to point you out, bro? Because you made the choice to come here tonight. You didn't make the choice to come here because the judge suggested it. You came here because you might have thought something might happen. Praise God. Were you in there today? In court? Okay, praise God. Dude, I thought he was the other one, dude. Hey, boy, let me ask you this. Really, for real. How many of you been in orange suit and Miss Wendy Davis suggests you go to faith-based? Come on, Danny. Come on, James. Come on. That's it? Yeah, well, I got another suggestion for you. Come to faith-based. Woo! Don't get me wild up. You know why I say wild up? Because it only hurts if I move. We can press on each day knowing that our God loves us and wants to use the hurt and pain in this world to bring Him glory. To bring Him glory, family. Come on. Come on. The below Bible verses can help you understand the purposes of pain in your life and encourage you to find joy in the middle of suffering. Jeremiah 29:11. How many know it? Come on, man. Come on. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Man, we ain't got to go find the dope, man. I used to shoot heroin a lot. I used to shoot it because of my pain in my body. I rode with the club for 20 plus years. I was an enforcer. I was the type of dude that would just grab ugly brothers like you and just body slam them. Bam! I had more hurts, habits, and hang-ups on my body than you can even imagine. And I was like, I'm good. Because I drank it away. Or I'd shoot it away. Or I was on so many opiates that it didn't matter. I've been clean and sober for going on my 15th year now. I still have the same hurts, the same pains, but you know what I do nowadays? I call out to this dude named Jesus Christ every morning. I say, Lord, I can't. And he says, yeah, you can, because I got your back. I can, because I got your back. Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I only do dope because my heart hurts. You don't know what that dude did to me. You don't know what that girl did to me. Have you ever had a marriage that's 60 years?
No, 54.
54 years. 54 years. He's 80 years old. He adores his wife. His wife's going through some physical things right now, but I guarantee you right now if we drug tested Mike, also known as Mick, that's a personal joke between me and Mick. I bet it'd be clean. Because, see, when he leaves here, he's going back to Jane. And he's going to love on her in the way that only God created him to do. Messy Marvin, how long you been married?
39.
How many?
39
years. First wife?
Only
wife. And that's why I say that.
First and last.
But why do I say that? Because, see, she knows him, and he knows her. How many times have I been married? 4. 4. This one I'm married to right now, I'm celebrating my 18th year this year. And I've only been sober 14 of those. So if you think you can't, shut up. You really can. You really can. Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I didn't want to come here about 2.5 hours ago. But see, I got on my face and I said, God, I can't. And he said, yes, you can. Because see, answer this truthfully. If the snowbank, Andy, was 4 foot deep and you needed your dope, would you go? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because see, it was 54 degrees out there today, and praise God my Harley is in the shop getting reconditioned so I could ride it this summer, but I'd have been on it. So why wouldn't I have been on my feet and jump in a car and turn the key to come here tonight? Because see, God is my pain medication, physically, mentally, and spiritually. But if you don't believe it, go ahead back out that exit sign should say entrance, because there's your battle. That's your battle out there. You can come in here and eat pizza, but when you walk back out that exit sign, there's the battle. How are you going to handle it? How are you really going to handle what Jesus Christ has called you to do and pursue? You going to medicate it? How can I drug test Alex? Alex, Alan, Noah, Brian, and Mike are all in my Dream Center house. These are all... Huh? Did you hear that? You know why he said that? Every single one of these guys in my Dream Center program that we get to do in Huntington, they volunteered a piss test. Why? Because, dude, we're brotherhood. This ain't a 12-step program. When you're here tonight, this is a one-step program. You either step into Jesus Christ or step out to Satan. That's it. Now, you have community corrections. You have the courts, drug, hope, restoration, vet, what a pet, whatever court you got. And they want you to complete a 12-step program. Totally respect for that. Why not a Celebrate Recovery 12-step program? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Well, I can't do that. He can. You have. This dude runs 13 Step House, runs it. Why? Because he knows what we go through. This brother right here, I just asked him this morning to be one of my directors of my halfway house, and he's only been sober 30 days, or 90 days? 3 months? 3 months is what I was getting at. 3 months. You know why? His integrity. Five things. Your character, your competency, your integrity, your respect, and your call. So if you're in pain, praise God. Praise God! Now, how do you respond to that pain? We'll wrap it up. Oh, dude, I got about 2.5 more hours.
All right.
That poor girl down there like, holy moly, no, I'm kidding. Yeah. Revelation 21, verse 4. He, God, will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying. Are you ready? Or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. Have you really started dealing with life without pain medication? Without the street medication? Without, I like this one, the MMP program. I ain't drinking no more, but I'm on the marijuana maintenance program. It's legal. Shut up. CBD oil, I have an issue with. And why do I say I have an issue with it? It's because it works, but you don't get high. But run that by your parole officer.
Right.
And all I can say is they'll lock you up by tomorrow morning. Matthew 23 through 25, and we'll wrap it up on this. You ready? Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Did you hear me? Jesus healed every sickness and infirmity among the people. Do you believe that? He's doing it in 2020? Woo! I'm standing here right now telling you I'm healed. I might go lay out there in that Ford Escape I got and scream like a little girl, but you know what? I'm healed, and I'm going to claim it. In verse 24, news about him spread over all Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon possessed, those having seizures and the paralyzed, and he healed them. If you want to be healed, why don't you call on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? I'm just a donkey. And why do I say I'm just a donkey? In the Old Testament, there's this sorcerer named Balaam. Balaam's riding on his donkey. And the donkey stops. And the dude says, bam, get to moving. And all of a sudden, Jesus in the donkey turns around and says, hey, why don't you see? So if it was good enough for Jesus to speak to a jackass in the Old Testament, he'll speak to this jackass tonight. If you're tired of what you're getting and you don't want to keep messing with it, you got to remember this. Jesus is the one that will set your heart and your pain in a new and a better way. He'll heal it. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to end it with this. You know when a pastor says he's going to end it with this, it's only about 20 more minutes. When they climbed back in the boat, the wind stopped. When they climbed back in the boat, the wind stopped. You guys have been out battling these the waves, the wind, the storms. Get back in the boat. Get back in the boat. And if you're suffering through pain, if you're suffering through physical, mental, spiritual pain, get back in the boat. Because Jesus is going to calm it that quick. He's going to calm it that quick. But do you believe it? Aha. Uh-huh. Quit saying he ain't and start saying he can. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just lift up my family. You can all just sit there for a minute. Just sit there for a minute. I got something for you tonight. I got something for you tonight. Something new. As we pray, I want you to leave it right there on that table. Your hurts, your pains, physically, mentally, and spiritually, leave it right there on the table. And why do I say you leave it on the table? Because some of you don't believe that he can leave it right there on the table. Amen?
Amen?
So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that my brothers and sisters will leave it right there on the table, all their hurts, their habits, their hang-ups, that they'll understand that you are the healer, you are the great physician, you are the great I am. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we get to do this. We get to do this with you, through you, and for you. So I pray for Mick, Lord, my brother, and I know his wife is going through some different areas of life. So I lift up a special prayer for her tonight. Lord, I lift up Tiffany. I lift up Tiffany right now, Lord, and I pray right now, Lord, that she's going through this with her mom, Lord, with this infirmity, Lord, that you will do what only you can do. And that is Tiffany's sitting there. She just gets that oh, my goodness. They're praying for me. I pray for each person right now, Lord, that is going through that pain. I pray for my son. I pray as a loss of a companion, Lord, but to know that his child is going to be fine and to know that what he did, the hard things, was because of the love for you. I pray for each person that's struggling right now with the restoration with their children. I pray right now, Lord, that they realize that they cannot change 5 minutes ago, but they can change 5 minutes from now with the love of Jesus. I pray right now, Lord, for my brother that was just standing in front of the courtroom this morning, and she says, your attitude, and he said, no, not no more, not no more. I'm going to be glorifying Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I pray right now for that brother that needs a job. I pray right now for that sister that needs a job. I pray right now, Lord, that they leave it right there on that table. Yes. That right now, Lord, when they get up from that table, that all their hurts, habits, and hang-ups will remain there. And that as we wash the tables clean tonight, Lord, we'll be washing it with the blood of Jesus. We'll be washing it with the hope of Jesus. So, Lord, do what only you can do. Bless, glorify, and be all that you can be. In Jesus' name we pray. And together, all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.